The nav comp's beeping roused Bale from the light doze that had claimed him. Still angry, although Breha would probably call it sulking, he looked around and shouted, not in the mood to play humble messenger boy to a Jedi. "We're here, Zagula!" He double-checked the nav comp's readings. Good, definitely clear space. Then disengaged the hyperdrive, easing them back to sublight speed. His heart was pounding. His palms were damp. As hyperspace began to warp and twist, stars emerging from its unreality, he heard Kenobi's footsteps behind him and turned. Swore. "What in... Kenobi, are you sick?" The Jedi's face was bloodless again. Tightness pinched around his eyes and mouth. "No," he said shortly. "A headache, it's nothing." Bale was tempted to grab the man by his shoulders and shake some sense into him. "It's not nothing. You look like you're about to retch. Have you taken a painkiller?" "I have not. Drugs, like alcohol, blur the force." "And I suppose a megrim enhances it?" Kenobi raised an eyebrow. "Keep shouting at me, Senator, and I will retch. All over your clean cockpit. Is that what you want?" "What I want is for you to stop being a Jedi just for one lousy minute," Bale thought. "Admit you're human and accept some help." But that didn't seem likely this side of a galactic miracle. Defeated, Bale turned around again and sucked in a sharp breath. Zagula. An ochre globe suspended against the dark, bathed in the light of a mild yellow sun, courted by three dignified small moons. Beautiful. Unknown. Full of secrets to be carefully unhidden. In the distance behind it, like a backdrop on a stage, a baleful, raging scarlet nebula. The intensity of its color took his breath away. Wild space. He felt his heart thump his ribs hard. "Look at that, Master Kenobi. Isn't that a sight?" "Yes." Bale felt himself scowl. "Well, excuse me for being excited," he thought. "I'm not a galaxy-trotting Jedi. I've never been this far from home. It's a sight for me, do you mind?" He snatched up the data pad into which he'd coded the coordinates from Alinta's data crystal and punched their new destination into the nav comp. The machine hummed, then flashed green. "Okay," he said. "Local planetary destination is coded and locked. We'll be guided directly to the Sith Temple." He glanced over his shoulder. "So, do we go in?" Kenobi nodded, then winced. "Yes, but with great care. And don't forget to sweep for life forms. We don't want any unpleasant surprises." The man looked dreadful. Bale almost told Kenobi to sit in the commsat seat, but held his tongue at the last moment. They'd only have another argument. "You're not picking up any Sith presence?" "No." "And you've been trying?" Kenobi gave him a lethal look. "Of course." "Which would account for the megrim, unless... I don't begin to know how this Jedi and Sith business works, and I know this sounds far-fetched, but is there any chance the planet's making you sick?" Kenobi blotted his face on his smoke-stained sleeve. "It's a Sith haven, Senator. Anything is possible." That sat him up. "Really? Then maybe we should rethink this, Master Kenobi. I don't want to..." "I'm sorry?" said Kenobi, incredulous. "After demanding to accompany me on this mission, then steadfastly refusing to turn back at every opportunity, now you're having second thoughts? Now you want to give up and go home?" "Well, yes, maybe, because you look like death and I'm not a Jedi and you were right about one thing. We have no idea what's waiting for us down there." But he couldn't say that out loud. It was hard enough admitting it to himself. "So does this mean I am what he thinks I am? Nothing but a pampered politician?" No, he wasn't. "This isn't about me wanting to go home," he retorted. "I'm just not sure how wise it is to continue if you're not well." "I have a headache, Senator. I am not at death's door," Kenobi said grimly. "But were I blind, deaf, and lame, I would still need to know if there's a Sith threat to the Jedi down there. So let us proceed as planned. Agreed?" Bale stared at the planet, so tauntingly within their grasp, stared again at Kenobi, felt his skin crawl with unease. That is the saying go, he thought. When in doubt, don't. Then he said, You're sure?